In 1789, George Washington was already an international sensation. Then, as now, victorious generals routinely demanded political rewards. But Washington had walked away from power at the end of the Revolution, and that modest act, his surrender of his sword to Congress, had electrified the world. His reputation was secure, so why risk it all to take on the presidency? Certainly Washington didn't want to. He loved the plantation life of Mount Vernon and thought himself much better suited by taste, training, and temperament to agriculture than politics. But he also knew that only he had the national stature to restrain the warring interests that had made such a mess of the Articles of Confederation. Be assured, James Madison reported to Thomas Jefferson after the Constitutional Convention, his influence carried this government. Before Washington, Americans had never known a chief executive who was not a king. And while it's true that the Constitution did set forth the basic powers and responsibilities of the office, Washington, importantly, had no precedents to guide him, either in the world at large or in history. So he was forced to make up the day-to-day mechanics of executive leadership as he went along. Having commanded an army, he knew well the exercise of authority. But it also helped that the new federal government had fewer employees to manage than his own plantation at Mount Vernon. Of course, the wealthy Washington could hardly be confused with an egalitarian, and he sometimes acted, albeit in small ways, as though he were an elected king. He preferred the title His High Mightiness, for example, and often referred to himself in the third person when speaking in public. But when his second term in office was up, and it was suggested that he become president for life, Washington again demurred and returned to Mount Vernon, where he died 2 years later. And of his presidential legacy? Most important is that he was first. As Gordon Wood writes, Washington was an extraordinary man who made it possible for ordinary men to rule.